Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, have you ever felt like you were too small to make a difference? Or perhaps you felt like you're just not strong enough to help other people? Well, in our story, The Elephants and the King of Mice, we're learning about how the elephants were accidentally killing mice. They're big, you know. And they were smashing these mice in the middle of the road. Ah, what kind of a story is this? And what can the king of the mice do? You know, today we will find out. Here's a question for you to find the answer to. What did the king of the mice request? What did the king of the mice request? And how were the elephants caught? So at the end of our lesson, the elephants get caught somehow. How were the elephants caught? That's what we're going to find out today. Friends, open up your magazine and let's get started. Hope I don't kill any mice.
The Elephants and the King of Mice. "Please, mighty elephant," said the king of the mice to the leader of the elephants. "My people respect your need to go to the lake every day. But every day, my people are being hurt by your people. I request that you and your friends take a different route to the lake. You will save many lives, and perhaps we can help you someday in return." The leader of the elephants began to laugh. "Oh, King of Mice, you are too small to ever do a favor for the elephants."
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 request 这个动词。Q-U-E-S-T 这个字根有寻找的意思，所以 request 是指礼貌的请求或者是正式的要求。例如 I requested for sick leave to my supervisor， 我向我的上司请病假，或者是 hundreds of fans called in to request a rerun of the final episode of the sitcom， 上百位的影迷打电话要求要重播这出情景喜剧的最后一集。Request 也可以当名词，例如 Because lots of kids caught the flu, our field trip was postponed at the request of the parents. 由于很多孩子都得到流感，我们的户外教学活动因为家长要求而延后了。接下来我们看 route 这个名词， route 是指路径或路线，注意 OU 在这里是发 out 的音，念成 route。例如 The highway was jammed, so we took another route to the airport.高速公路塞住了，所以我们走了另外一条路到机场。或者是 We live in an apartment which happens to be along several bus routes. 我们住的公寓刚好在好几条公车路线的旁边。
Okay. Well, it's good to know that the elephants and the mice have a relationship,、mm-hmm. that they can talk about things. But it seems like...The leader of the elephants, his attitude is kind of interesting. We'll get to that later, but for right now, friends, how is the king of the mice raising awareness? What did he do?
Well, we read right here, "Please, mighty elephant," said the king of the mice to the leader of the elephants. "My people respect your need to go to the lake every day, but every day my people are being hurt.By your people." So funny. I thought these were mice, not people.
Oh.
But the mouse says, "My people."
Yeah, he should be saying, "Every day my rats are being hurt by your elephants.
Your elephants.
My
but
mice.
My people are being hurt by your people. I request that you and your friends take a different route to the lake. You will save many lives, and perhaps we can help you someday in return.And now remember that question we asked yesterday?
Which one?
Does size matter?
Mm-hmm.
This question is popping back up in my mind because the mouse says that perhaps they can help the elephants in return one day.
So the mice, these small creatures, might be able to help the elephants in return. I don't know. Size does matter, though, because we see that the elephants are huge. Mm-hmm. And
the mice are small.
They're small, and they're squashing the mice. They're smashing the mice.
Yeah, so size does matter.
Yeah, because if you're really big, you can really hurt someone really small.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not nice.
So do you really think that these mice will really be able to help the elephants in return?
Well, I'm not sure, but this phrase, in return, has been on the screen for a few seconds now, so we should talk about it. So if you do something for someone else and you want them to do something nice for you, you could say, maybe you could do something for me in return.
For example, so tomorrow I'm leaving to go on a trip. If you'll bring me to the airport, perhaps I can take you to dinner in return.
Oh, very good.
Isn't that a great example?
Yes. How about Rebecca?
Yes.
Can you help me with my homework?
As long as it's not math.
Okay.
And what will you give to me in return?
Good. Okay, good. You can help me with my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, I will buy you a cup of coffee. Yeah.
That is a terrible idea. I don't like coffee, but you can buy me some tea. You could buy me dinner. You could buy me lunch.
I know.
And I really want a kitten. So in return, you can give me a kitten.
So that the kitten can eat the mice in your house.
Absolutely. So no more right. mice eating my avocados.
Right. Maybe in return I'll buy you an avocado. All right. Well, friends, we've used this phrase a lot, and I know you could think of some other ways to use this phrase in return. Someone does something nice for you. What can you do in return?
Well, we continue with our lesson. The leader of the elephants began to laugh. Just like that.
Yeah. Okay. And what does he say?
Oh, king of mice, you are too small to ever do a favor for the elephants. So it sounds like, according to the elephants, size really does matter. And I don't think he thinks the mice will be able to help the elephants in return.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it sounds like the elephant, the leader of the elephants is laughing at the king of the mice in kind of a mean way. I don't know if I would want this person talking to me like that.
Well, I think, Gabe, he's actually mocking the mouse.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're right. Now, this word mock can mean different things. 99% of the time, it's not nice. It's not a good thing to mock other people. Because that means often you're laughing at them for something they did. Or you're kind of laughing at them because you don't think they can do something that they think they can do. So the king of the mice thinks that he can help the elephant. The elephant is mocking him. He thinks he can't help him at all.
And there are many reasons why people might mock somebody else. I don't think it's ever right, but people sometimes try to give themselves a reason for mocking someone. So, for example, maybe someone fell off his bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then his friends see him, so they start mocking him or laughing at him because he fell off his bike, a bike that he shouldn't have fallen off.
Yeah.
So you know it happens.
Oh, right. And so I guess you could also use the phrase to make fun of,
mm-hmm.
to make fun of somebody. Sometimes we use the word to mock. And sometimes we use the word belittle, to make someone feel really little. And I think that's what the elephant is doing with the mouse here. Belittle, that's B&D. And the elephant is using his words to make the mouse feel really small.
Well, if you think about it, though, mm-hmm. the elephants are really, really big. The mice are really small.
Yeah.
And, you know, from my perspective, you think, how can a mouse do anything to help an elephant? But you just might be surprised.
Yeah, we might be surprised. Well, earlier I did ask a question. What request did the king of the mice have for the leader of the elephants? And the answer was in this section. I request that you and your friends take a different route to the lake. So will the king of the elephants or the leader of the elephants respect this request?
I guess we're going to have to find out. But right now it's time for us to learn something new with Ken and Pauline in the
Info Cloud.
friends. Happy Friday. Are you looking forward to the weekend? I know I sure am.
Hey, Pauline.
What? I'm sorry you didn't like my opening?
Well, it was very nice, and I hate to burst your bubble, but it's Thursday.
No. Really? Oh, how embarrassing.
It's okay. Look on the bright side. You just gave us a chance to teach a very useful phrase.
I did?
Yeah, to burst someone's bubble.
Oh, that is a good one. Friends, to burst someone's bubble means to interrupt someone's happy moment with some bad news or information.
Right. For example, let's say I'm telling Pauline about how excited I am to go hiking this weekend.
Oh, and I might say, sorry to burst your bubble, Ken, but did you see the weather forecast? It's going to be raining all weekend.
And here's another example.
Hey, Ken, actually, I'm sorry. I know you get really excited about teaching, but I hate to burst your bubble. We're out of time for examples.
Okay. 我们先来看这个片语 burst someone's bubble. Burst 是打破或戳破 ,bubble 是泡沫,它象征梦想或者幻想。当一个人的泡沫被戳破就表示他的梦想破灭被浇冷水。要注意 burst 是个不规则动词,它的过去式跟过去分词都还是 burst。比如说 ,his bubble was burst, 后面不要加 ed。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called The Elephants and the King of Mice. And you know, the mice were in a very terrible situation. The elephants kept smashing the mice and killing some of them. And so the king of the mice asked the elephants to please take a different route. He told the king of the elephants to please take a different route and maybe we will do something in return someday. This is when the king of the elephants said, Ha! What can you do for us? You are so small. What favor can you do for us? How will the king of the elephants continue this conversation? That's what we're going to find out right now.
The Elephants and the King of Mice.
But we are not cruel. We are sorry for hurting anyone. We will change our path so we do not endanger you any longer.
The King of the Mice thanked him for his kindness and accepted his apology. The herd of elephants never entered the village again. A long time later, the elephants were caught in traps that were set by elephant hunters. They were tangled up in thick nets. No matter how they tried, they could not free themselves.
OK, 继续我们看 endanger 这个动词 ,en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思。Danger 是指危险，所以 endanger 就是指危急、危害，或者是使陷于险境。例如 ,the rapid population growth might endanger the wildlife in the area. 人口的快速增长可能会危及这个区域的野生动物，或者是 pollution endangers our health and living environment. 污染使我们的健康以及居住环境都受到损害。它的过去分词 endangered 可以当形容词，意思是濒临绝种的。例如 ,the giant panda is an endangered species. 猫熊是一种濒临绝种的物种。所以我们看 tangle up 这个片语动词 ,tangle up 是指纠结成一团或者是缠绕。例如 ,the rubber bands tangled up the little girl's long hair. 橡皮筋把这个小女生的长发给缠住了。或者是 ,the different yarn rolls got tangled up while I was knitting. 我打毛线的时候不同卷的毛线缠到一起了。 若是 tangle with someone 是指和某人有争执或者是牵累。例如 Dean's mother warned him not to tangle with those gangsters. Dean 的妈妈警告他不要和那些帮派分子有瓜葛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's continue learning what the leader of the elephants told the king of mice. He says, but we are not cruel. We are sorry for hurting anyone. We will change our path, so we do not endanger you any longer. So the leader of the elephants actually sounds like a very nice and kind elephant.
Yeah.I thought you were going to say a very nice and kind guy, or kind person, but yeah.
The thought crossed my mind, but it's an elephant, not a person.
Yeah, so he is willing to help the mice, okay, in any way that he can. He doesn't want to endanger the mice. That means to make it dangerous for the mice to live where they are. Well, we continue here. The king of the mice thanked him for his kindness and accepted his apology. So... The elephant was mocking the king of the mice before, but he was also a nice elephant, so the mouse thanked him and accepted his apology. Now, Rebecca, has anybody ever apologized to you?
As a matter of fact, they have.
Why? Did they do something wrong?
Well, yeah. Sometimes people don't always say things correctly, or...Better yet, sometimes people can be a little mean in the way they say something, and then it hurts my feelings.
Well, I'm really sorry that I said something mean to you.
Well, you know something, Gabe? Even you.
Huh?
Sometimes you've said things that are kind of hurtful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
Well, I accept your apology.
Thank you. And you know, sometimes I haven't said mean things to you, but I've thought them, and I'm really sorry about that.
Or sometimes you might not necessarily have thought them or said anything, but your actions, based upon your actions, those weren't really nice either.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Thank you so much.
You are forgiven.
Our friendship is restored?
Yes.
This is wonderful.
So no more mocking me. Yeah, you like to do that too. Let me tell you, Gabe, 他喜欢欺负我。
Well,
yes, he likes to tease me, you know, all the time.
Well, you know, I cannot tease you anymore about your Chinese ability because your Chinese is improving. I got to say that. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for accepting my apology. And
yes.
Friends, this is important. If someone apologizes to you, they say they are sorry, you have a choice. You can ignore it and, you know, act like...Well, there's still some tension between you and maybe you don't want to be friends with that person anymore. Or you can choose to accept the apology and move on and maybe your friendship will be restored.
But sometimes people don't do what Gabe did and they don't apologize and you still have a choice to make. Are you going to remain angry, upset, and hurt, you know, about what that person did to you? Or are you going to choose to forgive them and move on anyway?Well, I really do like this mouse. He set a good example. He accepted the apology of the elephant, or the elephant's apology. And we read, the herd of elephants never entered the village again.
Well, that was really nice.
That was.
These guys are big. They could do whatever they want. They don't even feel it when they're smashing mice underneath their feet. But they've all decided not to enter through the village.Just in case they end up stepping on a mouse. Well, we continue here. A long time later, the elephants were caught in traps that were set by elephant hunters. Wait a minute. This sounds like the answer to the question I asked before. How were the elephants caught? They were caught in traps set by hunters. That is, people.
Dreadful.
People cause so many problems.
Well, sometimes they do.But you know something earlier in the sentence before, we saw herd of elephants. Did you know something, Gabe? There's actually another word that I'm thinking of.
I see the word you're thinking of. It's right here.
Parade of elephants. That actually surprised me. I didn't realize that a herd of elephants or a group of elephants was also referred to as a parade of elephants.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because...I think you could spend a long time researching all of the different names for different animal groups. right? Like a group of crows, those blackbirds, that's actually called a murder of crows. Not a very pleasant name.
What about a group of mice?
A group of mice?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's called a mischief of mice.
Yes, you are right. A group of mice is called a mischief of mice.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because those mice really are mischievous, aren't they?
They are mischievous. So we have a mischief of mice and a parade of elephants. And, of course, the elephants got trapped in these nets. And we're going to find out later, but right now it's time for the
SC Challenge. Yes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SE Challenge, and today we have a very special player. This is Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So today's lesson is a story. Do you like stories?
I do like stories.
Yes, I do too. And of course, in this story, we meet an elephant and some mice. Mm. Do you think it's ever possible for mice to help elephants? Because they're so small.
Right. Yeah, I think they have a lot of potential to help elephants.
Even though they're so small?
Even though they're so small, they still have certain skills they can use.
Interesting. Well, this leads me to my next question. Do you think size matters when it comes to helping people?
I think in some circumstances it's important that size matters. Maybe you're carrying something very heavy and the size will help you, you know. But sometimes size doesn't matter. Sometimes it's all about the quality, not the size.
Okay, so if you have like a big elephant and it would be possible for a small little mouse to offer something to help the elephant.
Right. There's a story about the elephant that has a piece of rope attached to it. You know, the mice helps eat through the rope.
Exactly. That's a great example. So what do you think are some qualities that people should look for when they're looking for help?
Oh, somebody that is willing to help them, because I think a willing attitude goes a long way. No matter what size, as long as they can help you and they're willing to help you, you're going to get a lot done.
That is an excellent answer. Well, friends, what about you? Are you willing to help your friends and family? I sure hope so. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. So these elephants got tangled in the nets. What's going to happen?
Okay.
Are they going to get free?
You know, Rebecca?
What?
We're just going to have to find out next time right here on
Studio Classroom.